Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're right.
I'm good. 877-337-6666. Built Ford Tough Studio, the Boomer and Geo program. I am not Greg. He'll be back on Monday as he's on vacation. As Boomer comes back from vacation, it is good to have you back.
It is good to be back. And Jerry, it is the big 5-0 for you today. It is. It's a milestone.
Yeah.
And it's something special, and it should be celebrated. So, hey, Al, I got Jerry a present for his 50th birthday. Can you bring it in, please?
Come on, man.
What do you mean?
Did you really?
I did, yes. Why not?
No, I... Oh, good Lord.
It's a real box. Let's see. All right, stand it up and open it. Let's go.
Is this the thing you got, G?
Well, it may be a little bit different.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, so let's see.
Well, now this is awesome.
This is awesome. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Come on. Let's see here. This is great. Opening the box.
Someone yes, he's talk, opening please. The box now. And
yeah,
he's
I
taking
know.
It.
One thing at a time, Eddie. Come on. Pull the box. Pull the box. We're still on the air.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we are. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, this is tremendous. Well, thank you very much.
Well, look at that. See that, Jerry?
Gray. Even better. Favorite colors, gray and blue.
Oh, that is.
Yes, 100%. That's phenomenal.
Take the
plastic off. Look at this.
Here, pull the plastic off.
Thank you.
Look at that thing.
Damn.
That is really cool.
Jerry Recco.
That is very nice. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Wow. Look at that.
All right, so for 50, here we go.
Thank you.
That's the ghost golf bag, by the way.
Awesome.
Wow. That thing nice?
Yeah, no, this is pretty damn sweet. You're not kidding. And I usually walk the course. I try to walk the course.
And it's light.
It's got the bag stand. It's light. That is tremendous.
Well, thank you very much.
There you go. There's the bag top for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys want to bring yours in now since we're just doing it all at one time?
Yeah, what'd you guys get them?
Thank you.
Very, very much appreciated.
What'd you get them, Al?
Oh, I didn't get anything.
Eddie, what'd you get? I know
Eddie
you hate
birthdays.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all right.
Do we have somebody bringing breakfast for Jerry this morning? Or
oh,
no?
Yes. The CBS Sports Network is providing breakfast at around 7:30. We'll get here.
Well, that's very nice.
Okay. Anybody get a fudgy the whale cake for Jerry?
No, this is a bagel spread situation.
Okay.
And that's awesome. And thank you. That's great. So this is my day.
So what are you doing tonight?
I don't know because I'm playing golf after the show. And then tonight I'll be with my son has a basketball party.
Is a basketball party, and then what?
So, go to bed. Oh, sure.
A little birthday.
You never know, but probably
nookie.
Go to sleep at some point.
A little yes, birthday, nookie, nookie.
Remember, and last night we had cornhole, so it was a late night.
Oh, you had cornhole last night?
We had
night?
Championship night last night. So
who won?
So we had four winners.
Yes.
The team of Brower and Chanel won for the 12th time out of 13 seasons.
Wow, yeah, those guys are good.
I got to remember.
You got to kick them out of the league.
Team Sisler won.
They won late. That took us late. Team Tiernan won, and I'm blanking out on the third
team. Why aren't all these teams playing against each other?
Four different divisions.
Oh, I see.
Four different skill levels.
Do you have like any co-ed teams?
We do have a few women that play. So, yeah. Oh, if you want to play, you can 100%. And there's a few women that do play.
Well, another way to make more money. Make a co-ed league up, Jerry. Come on, Recco Sports. Let's go spread it out. Your partner is holding you back. It's
unbelievable. No, he's not. He's fantastic. We were full. We sold out. What do you want us to do?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Belleville. Anthony, what's happening? Yeah, you got to hit him.
I got you. And good morning, sir. How are you?
Boomer and Jerry, oh yeah!
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, happy birthday, Jerry.
Thanks.
Hey, Boomer, does that golf bag come with a first aid kit?
Actually, it does, Anthony. Thank you.
You're so stupid. I swear to God. But thank you very much. I will tell you, the amount of people that send me the golf videos when people hit themselves in the face, the shoulder, the nuts, the stomach, the leg, off of a tree, or off of a post.
Good thing you weren't standing in front of Max Homa this past week.
So we talked about that
yesterday.
And then there was another one that I showed CeeLo. Mm-hmm. It was an amateur golfer, I think at St. Andrews. And people were posting it yesterday where the person taking the video got hit. and the slug line is basically, hey, don't get too close to amateur golfers. And this is just days after Max Homa did what he did and almost killed a guy, not on purpose, of course, but hit the tree. And this is literally right on top of this amateur golfer who you can tell isn't a great player. And they're in front of him. Mm-hmm. And the ball comes right at the person. And all you hear is basically the sound I make when I got hit by myself with the golf ball.
So, you know, when I go on these golf trips, which I just came back from down in the Dominican Republic, down in Casa de Campo, you know, I play with seven guys and, you know, most of them are pretty decent golfers. Mm. But that doesn't mean the ball can't be hit sideways.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've seen that. And a couple times I'm taking videos, and we have this one guy, Shipwreck. Mm. Is his name.
Shipwreck?
Shipwreck. And you got to be careful with Shipwreck because you never know. And he doesn't know really where the ball is going to go sometimes. So I'm always very aware, and I always have in the back of my mind, you just getting smashed in the face.
Yeah, it's very possible. So even Sunday, I know a little golf here, but even Sunday I played with my son, and we go to the ninth hole. I was playing really well. Go to the ninth hole, and I hit a ball. I mean, you want to talk about banana slice?
Yeah.
It went over a house. And it's like, where in the hell did that come from? And then I'm thinking, what do you do? Let's say that ball goes through a window. Do you go walk over?
Well,
or do they know that they have a house on a golf course and it's kind of what it is?
Yeah, I think that...
Really?
You know, if I did it, I would walk over and I would say, I'm sorry. And, you know, I don't know. I'm assuming that the golf course may have insurance. That I don't know. Every situation may be different. You just hope that you don't hurt anybody.
Lucky for me, the shot was so awful, it went over the house and into the trees, and I was fine. And then lastly, before we move on, your guy, G.
Yeah.
Meltdown of all meltdowns. Now, you would be proud of him from the standpoint of a couple of birdies in the round.
Uh-huh.
I mean, think about that, where he was and where he is. He goes to 18 with the match on the line after he had just won the back nine with a birdie on 17. He's on in two. Two putts to win. He's 15 feet away. Two putts to win, three to have and be good, four to lose. He four putts. He four putts.
And what golf course was this?
That I don't know. He said it was his home course.
So West Savo.
I guess.
That would be
his. You would know better than me. But he said the first time he played there this year, said the greens were kind of funky. They're not ready yet.
They're not ready yet. They're slow.
But
and they're bouncy, yes.
He still four-putted after having a really good round of golf. He said he was in line to almost likely break 90 or be around 90 because that's how well he played, and then he gave it all up on the
18th. So, you know, what we do is we have four different games going on real quickly. So everybody put $750 in a pile.
Mm-hmm.
So we got $7,000 sitting there. The team, the two-man team that wins the day gets $1,200. The foursomes are playing against each other, a Nassau. You got to match cards.
Right.
Okay. And then within the foursomes, you're playing a Nassau against each other, even though you're on the same team when it comes to the foursomes.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you get $1,200 if you are the winning team. So you split $600 each.
And then it goes on, And this guy, Mikey K from Wingfoot, who likes the 19th hole there very much, and people who go to Wingfoot and who know who I'm talking about are probably laughing right now. He had the three best partners the first three rounds, and he won the first three rounds. There was an extra $1,200 at the end for an individual who had the best.
Right.
And he was so far ahead of everybody else that we negotiated a, you know, a settlement, if you want, a buyout. So we bought out $400. We gave him an extra $400. And now we, on the fourth day, instead of having only a first place team, we had a second place team. And that second place team would get $800.
Right.
Because we had bought out $400. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it turns out that there were three or two second place teams. And so that means each guy got $200. Which Mikey K, of course, got $200 because he had another good partner.
Not too bad.
And, he, you know, he wants to call it the Mikey K Invitational now.
Mo, when you win that much, you certainly can.
Oh, yes.
A good weekend had by all. Real quick, here's Chris in Smithtown. What's up, Chris? Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's
up? Chris, what's happening, brother?
Not too much. Just want to wish Jerry a happy birthday quick. I hope
appreciate
you get a nice sleep tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
But on the draft with the Jets, I just was thinking out loud, what do you guys think about the potential of them trading back, getting draft capital, and with that capital, maybe making a trade to T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk?
You know, I do think it's a very good possibility that they trade out of that because they need more players. They need more offensive players. And second and third round offensive players in this draft are supposedly plenty, meaning offensive line and wide receivers, which is where I'd like to think that they're going to go. But what's going to be really interesting is at number 10, if that Brock Bowers, that tight end from Georgia, is sitting there. I don't know how you would pass him.
That's interesting.
That's not
a name I've heard before in terms of where they're picking. I actually haven't seen that before.
I think a lot of people think he's going to be a top 10 pick. Now, he's not your not Gronk, I'm not saying that, but he is a tall target. And, you know, a guy like Aaron Rodgers, assuming he's not running for vice president, could actually work well with him. And I think, you know, get the best out of him his rookie year. See, again, a lot of these guys, where you get drafted and what's the offense look like and who's there in front of you and who's the coaching staff, and a guy like that or any rookie wide receiver that they try to draft either in the first or second round, if they drop back in the rounds, is going to be a player because the quarterback's going to make him a player.
What do you think about, and he mentioned the name, T. Higgins, because a lot of people have talked about Higgins possibly. He wants out. He requested a trade.
He wanted a trade. But like I said last year about T. Higgins, he should have gotten his contract extension last year. And I don't know why he didn't. I mean, he performed admirably for the Bengals and was more than happy to be the second receiver. And he played great. And just this past year, it wasn't a great year, but the Bengals still put the franchise tag on him. He's going to cost a lot of money. That's what he, you know, he's going to be a big number, and you're starting at the franchise number, which is already big. So the question will be, do the Jets have the money and can they fit it within the cap? And they would have to do some unique accounting, I'm sure, with some other players' contracts to make that happen.
All right. So I give you these choices.
If you told me that they traded for T. Higgins with the 10th overall pick, that's probably what it would take. I don't know what to. I think maybe a little less than that, but
if I ask you,
Garrett Wilson and T. Higgins is just like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins,
right? So I ask you, T. Higgins, Beckham on the cheap, I would think.
I would
Mike
go for
Williams
Boyd.
Coming in.
I would go for Boyd.
Okay, so that's your play right there,
right? So Boyd was the third receiver in Cincinnati, and he was a reliable slot guy.
Yep,
and Joe Burrow would find him. And he's a good, solid player. I'm not saying that he's like the guy that's going to take the top off of the defense or any of that other stuff, but he was a good, solid player that maybe, you know, the money's not going to be crazy.
You wouldn't think.
And that would also be a guy that has been in a top-flight offense who's made plays with a big-time quarterback on a really good offense. So that's a guy that I could see being a Jet. I would go, you know, depending on, again, it's all about contracts. It's all about money. It's all about trying to fit, you know, guys. You guys still have to pay your draft,
mm-hmm.
you know, your draft uh,
group a certain amount of money.
Yep. All right, we'll take a break. 7:16. We'll get CeeLo in. By the way, Team Palumbo was the other team that won.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm happy for the Palumbos.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get that in because I forgot about the other team. So you got them. We've got CeeLo next coming up later on. We'll get into some of the baseball, too. Not so much the injuries, but in terms of the pitching, the issues that teams might or might not have. And also,
don't we have baseball on right now?
Something is going on. No, tomorrow. The Dodgers play tomorrow.
It's not today.
No, it's tomorrow. The
tomorrow
season
on
opens
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah, 6 a.m. tomorrow.
6 a.m., yep.
Yep, correct. That'll be live. So we'll have that. But something that's relatable to Pete Alonso, a little on that as well. And then we'll get into the Giant quarterback situation later on in the program as well. It's the Boomer and Geo program built for Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Bill Ford, Tough Studio, Boomer and Geo, 877-337-6666. So before we get to Chris, again, I cannot thank you enough for my birthday gift, which is tremendous. This ghost bag?
Yes.
I sent a picture to Joe Dude, my son, who is hooked on golf beyond anything I've ever seen him hooked on. Now, guess who wants one?
Yes, of course he does. Well, they I'm telling you, they make great products. I found them on Instagram probably about, last year, didn't give much of a thought. And then this year, I started paying a little bit more attention. And I knew, Greg is into golf and everything else like that. And I thought, let me get the bag. And then when the bag came, I was like, holy crap.
I mean, it's sturdy.
It's light. It is nice.
It's tremendous.
Right.
So very much appreciated.
Enjoy it.
But now I got to get him one.
When's his birthday?
coming up next month.
There you go.
Well,
it's done.
Perfect. There's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad. So anyhow. All right, Chris, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Monmouth University. Bigger thinking, more inspired. You amplified. Well, three games down, one to go on this Knicks Western road trip, and they are unbeaten thus far.
Brunson to McBride. Shot clock to three, McBride to three, bang! Miles McBride from downtown!
That, of course, is Mike Breen on MSG.
He had some first half, man.
Part of a career high for Deuce McBride. He finished with 29 points as the Knicks best of the Warriors. 119-112, their fourth straight win overall. McBride 6 of 9 from three-point range in this ballgame. Jalen Brunson led the way with 34 points. All five starters finished in double figures, including Josh Hart, who had himself another triple-double and played all 48 minutes. Mm. Head coach Tom Thibodeau on the collective effort.
The road, this team has demonstrated all year. There's a lot of fight, a lot of heart, a lot of toughness, and a lot of togetherness to the group. So there's a belief that we can win.
And they got it done without OG Anunoby. That elbow injury flared up again. So Thibodeau did say pregame there was another MRI done, came back clean, but to this point, unclear how much time
he'll miss. You know what you have to love, too, if you're a Knick fan, is the fact that you get the Anunoby news, and you would think, hey, one at Portland, one at Sacramento, they've done good. Not that they're going to mail it in, but they're probably going to lose a tough game tonight.
Yeah.
And they still go out and win.
Wire to wire, as you said.
If they win in Denver now, that would be something.
Right.
I mean, they have exceeded all expectations given the injury situation that they had been hit with about 3 weeks ago.
No doubt.
Denver coming off that buzzer-beating loss to the Mavs.
Did you see, I know you were away. Did this piece of garbage, did you see the game winner that Kyrie Irving had 2 nights ago?
The guy's awesome.
But did you...
Should trade for
it. Shut up. All kidding aside, I know you were traveling. Did you see the highlight?
I did.
Tie game, a left-hander across the foul line. He puts it in. Are you kidding?
Guy Look is at awesome. This. Guy is awesome.
This is, and yeah. I said to G yesterday, it makes you so nauseous to think that you had this guy, you had Durant, and you had that lowlife that's out in L.A. now, all together at once for all of like six games. Yes. But you had them. And to see them playing this way, it's like, God.
Well, you know, with Kyrie.
I got to say, like, Kyrie Irving, you know, interesting. He and Aaron Rodgers have a lot of similarities.
I agree. Yeah.
They're outside the box thinkers.
Yeah.
Doing different things, thinking about different things. Yep. One doing ayahuasca, the other one not taking a vaccine. Well, neither one taking a vaccine, but whatever the situation is, they're very, very similar in terms of their off the court or field attributes and some of the things that they get themselves involved in. I'm with Kyrie.
All right, yes. Good. So with Kyrie, I'm going to ask you this question. Serious question. I'm not being funny. I'm not asking for a funny answer. If the pandemic doesn't happen and the vaccine thing isn't a thing,
yeah,
how does it go here?
I don't know. It may go a lot better. But, you know, there was also other arguments as to the way that the vaccine was being mandated and people were losing jobs. You know, that's what when government tells you, you have to take the vaccine and lose jobs. But no, my point being is that Kyrie was still in that argument.
I know he was. I know that. And that's why it didn't work. And that's why people got annoyed with him. What I wonder is, because I watch him with Dallas, we've seen him before, and I know it goes because of his wanting to get out, who wanted to get out in Cleveland, who wanted to get out of Boston, all of that stuff. Yes. But when he got here, net fan, I still do wonder if it was just about basketball and all that other stuff didn't happen, are he and Durant still here? And I think they probably are.
But he also, you have to remember, on X, he reposted that anti-Semitic film.
Yes.
You had that too. So you have other things, like he gets involved in other things away from the basketball court that are extremely controversial.
That is true.
You hear me say, I'm with Kyrie.
Yeah.
What I was with him there was the whole dopey mandate for the vaccines, because people lost jobs because of certain people in government saying, if you don't take it, you lose your job. You put something foreign in your body or you lose your job.
Any thoughts about the allegations against the mayor, which aren't good? Chris continues.
Remember the part where you said, if the pandemic hadn't happened? Remember that part?
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's all part of the story, though, in fairness.
Honestly, the best shot was prior to that when he rolled his ankle in that series against the Bucks, right? And Durant had the toe on the line.
And they were that close to advancing.
Yeah. Yes.
That is very true.
That was their best crack. All right. Injury-wise, with the Yankees, DJ LeMahieu's got this bone bruise of the foot, fouled a ball off of it. The problem is it's the same foot that's given him trouble the last 2 years, so his opening day status is in question.
Real quick, did you see the... I think John Boy posted it. If you guys saw it too, chime in. Did you see the catcher?
Yes.
Who was that?
I don't know, because
it looks like a Yankee uniform.
Oh, it's definitely a Yankee.
Yeah, it was from a Yankee.
The point
game.
Was like they're just inventing new ways to get injured.
This is right up. Well, Al's on the phone now. Al's been on, and so am I. I mean, the injuries in all sports are awful, but in baseball, we feel like, you know, they move the wrong way and they're out for 3 months. One of the Yankee backup catchers, I guess it was.
I missed which one it was.
I couldn't tell either. But again, John Boy posted the video. Runner is stealing third. The catcher catches, gets up, goes to throw. The throw hits the bat, hits him in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, just like you.
He's like flexing his jaw.
Similar.
Yes.
But I've never seen that before.
No.
That's what they call a Jerry Recco in baseball. You know that, right?
You know what?
That's what's going on out there.
I will accept
that. As a Jerry Recco.
If that's what it is, I'll accept
it. And all those people that send you those things on X, those videos on X, I mean, they think in the back of their mind, there's a Jerry Recco. That's what it is.
There was a good one posted today that I saw. You know how people have the nets up in their backyard?
Yes.
So this one guy was hitting into
a sheet. This one a couple times, yeah.
And he shanked the ball to the right of the sheet, and supposedly it went through the living room window of his neighbor.
And his neighbor in that?
That's funny. I don't know about that, but okay. I mean, he just hit the ball sideways.
That's not a Jerry Recco.
No, It's just one of these videos that you're
now,
seeing.
Now, if he now. Hit it through the window and hit his neighbor right. in the face, then it would be known as a Jerry
Shouldn't
Recco.
Have been standing there. The one that you referenced, Jerry, that you put in the system this morning that you thought was, I don't think it's St. Andrews, but it's some sort of club. And it's a ceremonial tee shot, pretty much. I think it was the new like club president or club head or something like that.
All right.
And there's people gathered around on both sides of the tee box. I saw the shot from behind where he basically, you know,
the shot from in front is
top
funny.
Hooks it and it drills this person or hits something. So from the person's point of view and their video, this is quickly how it sounded. So you hear the thud there.
That's how I sound.
And the Max Homa one, since you weren't with us yesterday from the players
on
Saturday.
Yeah, I saw the Max Homa.
The sound of that one.
Oh!
Ball's coming at you in a hurry. So,
yeah, I mean, what kind of, you got to be some kind of lunatic to stand in front of those
but
guys.
But they all do. You say that.
I don't know how you do it, man.
And they line up around it thinking that these guys are machines and that they're not going to miss. All I know is I saw Tiger have his back go out on a swing at Riviera 2 months ago, and he hit the ball sideways right over the head of the fans.
Out of the fairway. Yeah,
yes.
Not even in trouble.
Like, it's that precise. It's just, oh, man. The Hosel rocket, as they say.
Yes, exactly. back to the Yankees and some good news. Hmm. A cool scene in Tampa yesterday. Carlos Rodon, 5 2/3 no-hit innings. And then you get the...
Should have left him a hit.
Yeah, well, you got the in-uniform Joe Torre comes out to remove him from the game. And when you're talking about Rodon... Got to be careful sometimes taking this guy out of the game, as Matt Blake learned late last season. And Rodon would allude to that when he joined the YES Network.
I had two outs. I think I had like three pitches left to throw. And I was like, man, I got this lefty. Like, why did it come to get me? And I look up and I'm like, oh, it's Joe Torre. I probably shouldn't say much. I probably should just hand over the ball.
So, like, if it wasn't Joe Torre, in a spring training, you might have said something. Hey, what are we doing here?
Hey, yeah, but I'll tell you what, though, watching some of these highlights, he looked good.
Yes.
He looks like the pitcher they signed.
If he looks that good, man, then that is a good sign for the Yankees.
I do believe, and you would know better than me, Chris, his history has been one good, one bad, one good, one bad. So maybe you're in line for the good. Yeah.
Yep.
In line for the good year.
So that was a game against the Phillies. Here's Phillies reliever Jose Alvarado with NBC Sports Philly. So you get a lot of these in-game interviews during spring training. So they would ask him a softball question about pitching and whether it's important that your legs are strong. And here was how Alvarado responded.
You know, I am the grizzly bear.
Yeah, you are.
I am the grizzly bear. I got... Sometimes I call, like, to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy. You know, like, I'm so fat.
Well, at least he's honest.
I mean, when you throw that question out there in mid-game, you're not expecting that. I mean, the fat boy is great, but then you throw the F-bomb
on top
of it.
Was that live on TV?
Yes!
Oh, that's great.
I mean, he hit you with the fat boy. It's funny. And then he doubles down. Oh, man.
You know what's amazing? The F word has become mainstream language.
Yeah.
Like, are any of you guys surprised when you hear a slip, not even a slip, but when you hear it on these post-game interviews anymore? No, right?
No. Maybe not surprised, but I mean, it's your radar goes up
it
for a second.
Does,
you laugh,
but you're
I
not
wonder if
shocked.
It's, no. I wonder if it's because of all the podcasting.
Probably.
You know, everybody's just sitting down in front of a microphone, just wailing away, saying whatever they want to say on a podcast. And then, unfortunately, they forget they're not doing a podcast after a game.
Or shows that are not on network television.
Right.
You get a lot of that.
Movies. Any interest in the Caitlyn Jenner Lamar Odom podcast coming out? Boomer.
Tell them the title, Jerry.
Keeping Up with Sports. Any interest?
No.
How about the LeBron James J.J. Redick podcast coming out?
That'd
be interesting.
Yeah, no. I guess it would be, but, you know, look, we get so many other things that are going on. Yeah.
How about the LeBron James wife podcast?
If she wants to do a podcast, great for her.
You will not be downloading any of these anytime soon?
No, I don't.
Not a podcast guy.
Not interested.
I understand.
All right, you got Blake Snell of the Giants, 2 years, $62 million. He's got an opt-out after year one, so he is officially off the market. Couple of football things here. Josh Dobbs to the 49ers. How about the Niners docked a draft pick and their fourth rounder getting moved to the back end of the round because of a payroll error and accounting error.
What could that possibly mean, Boomer, in terms of the salary cap?
Salary cap, yeah, some sort of violation.
Administrative payroll accounting errors from the NFL release.
So they signed Josh Dobbs to replace Sam Darnold, I guess?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then I thought this was going to be maybe a spot for Zach Wilson. Nobody seems to know where Zach Wilson's going right now.
Free agency, perhaps, at some point.
The Jets will end up having to cut him sooner or later if they can't trade him.
I would think so.
Still hoping for Minnesota. Oh, God.
That would be great.
I couldn't
agree with you more.
I think the moment he gets drafted, traded to Minnesota or signed by Minnesota, by the way.
Yes.
So if they do let him go and then Minnesota signs him.
Who was it? I know Darnold went there. Didn't they get somebody else? Or am I imagining that? The Vikings?
I don't know. But the really interesting one for me is the Pittsburgh Steelers, what they did.
Yes. Which we'll get to. Yeah.
We will get to. Okay.
100%.
If I could play a couple pieces of audio that are somewhat related to that, because obviously Justin Fields gets traded to Pittsburgh. That leaves Caleb Williams as the presumptive number one overall pick to the Bears. However, RG3 with a little advice for Mr. Williams.
Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and demand that the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one overall. After everything that's happened with just Justin Fields, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? This is the organization that has my best interest at heart, and they're going to help develop me into the player that I want to become.
Plus,
By the way, just reminding RG3, do you see the amount of players that Chicago has right now?
Yeah, they're doing.
Also the fact of how they sent Justin Fields where he wanted to go.
Yeah, exactly. Justin Fields reportedly turned down four of the trades. They did right by Justin Williams. And quite frankly, Justin Fields regressed over the last 3 years. I mean, yeah, he's a great athlete and everything else. And I will say this. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later in Pittsburgh. But they were drafting Caleb Williams from the get-go.
Right.
From the moment it started, you know, I told you this guy's a can't-miss player. That's what everybody believes. I don't know where his head is at and what he thinks, but they're pulling Eli Manning?
Yeah.
Come on, stop.
Don't see that often. There is one fan, at least in Chicago, not happy about the way things played out, to the point where he called the Bears facility to let them know he was displeased with the Justin Fields trade.
Bobby, I don't know who you are. But why the did we get rid of Justin Fields? Why? We don't want Caleb Williams. We don't want him. I don't know who the you are or what you got to do with this, but we don't want Caleb Williams. We don't want him.
Imagine taking that call.
Who is that?
Some Bears fan. These things get posted, but just called the Bears facility.
God.
Gave them a piece of his mind.
Poor person that picks up that call.
Allegedly called, the way it was at least presented on social media. All right, you got first four action tonight in Dayton, Wagner, and Howard amongst the games that you will see, the two games tonight. We got Westwood One's tournament action joined in progress here on the Fan following Nets, Pelicans, Rangers, and Winnipeg tonight at the Garden. There'll be no Ryan Lindgren after suffering that injury against the Islanders over the weekend. But according to reports, should be just a few weeks, not season ending. So that's good news for him and the Blue Shirts. You've got the Islanders and the Hurricanes tonight as well. On the Islanders, right in the mix of the run for this second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference.
All right, Chris, thanks very much. 740 calls coming up next. 877-337-6666. Boomer and Geo program, top of the hour two. We get back to the NFL, the Justin Fields situation. A lot of quarterback conversation going on around football, and we got an MVP to my right. So we will do that coming up right here on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, nice to have you with us. The Boomer and Geo program on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, 877-337-6666. Yes, sir.
Can I ask Al a question real quick?
Yeah.
So, Al, on this golf trip, I play with this guy, Chuck. He's been to over 300 Bruce Springsteen concerts around the world.
That seems excessive.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, how many have you been to?
20 maybe.
20. So now Bruce's tour starts up tonight, right?
Yeah, it starts back up. Yep, in Phoenix. At the foot, something called the Footprint Center.
That's where the Suns play. It's the old America West Arena.
So is he going to that concert?
No, I don't think he's going to that concert. And then he's got Vegas after that, right?
Then Vegas, then
and he's
health.
Playing where the Golden Knights play, I think, in Vegas.
Doing arenas.
Why wouldn't he do the Sphere in Vegas?
The Sphere?
The Eagles have just signed on to do a residency there, I saw.
Well, that's Irving Azoff and the connection with Dolan and everything else. I think he's their agent, I believe.
Mm. I think you have to do a whole very specific show for the Sphere, which is why they do residencies. And you can't just kind of pop in and do a one-off.
And perhaps this tour was booked before the Sphere was even opened.
Mm, that's a good thought. Do you think that he would be good in the Sphere like you two or no?
Yeah, I would go see Bruce Springsteen in the Sphere.
You would see him in the Sphere?
But I don't know what would be going on behind him.
Right.
New Jersey things.
A lot of Jersey things, you think?
Oceans.
Like who? So you're saying that the Eagles are doing the Sphere.
Yeah. I think it's a six-month residency, if I saw that right.
I mean, who's bigger? I don't have an answer. I'm just asking you because I think you're a little bit of a connoisseur of this stuff. Who's bigger, you two or Bruce Springsteen?
I would say probably you two.
Around the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Bruce East Coast for sure, but I think you two probably has the rest of the country.
Who has bigger hits?
Probably you two as well.
Who has more hits?
Probably Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, but Bruce has, I was going to say, he's probably got more recognizable songs, though.
Right.
I would think.
Just wondering why he wouldn't be doing the Sphere.
He should do the Sphere when he's done with the tour.
You know, we always talk about selling out arenas. Did you see Spike post Limp Bizkit, the crowd that was? Now, he hasn't had a hit in a long time, but God, could he sell out a place? I mean, assuming that was last night like Spike posted. That looked ridiculous.
Spike was at Limp Bizkit last night?
Last night, yeah, right.
I wonder why he's not here today.
He is here.
Oh, yes.
He's here.
All right, good. That's I take that back then.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right.
Scott in Dallas. What's up, Scott? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Boomer, and happy birthday, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
I hope you remember me. I'm the president of the Kit in the Face with the golf ball.
So before it was a Jerry, it was a Scott.
It was a Scott, yes.
Yeah, you're an official member, Jerry.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
But yesterday, I'm in Fort Worth, and it's Monday, so the country clubs are closed. So I'm playing a Muni course. And this guy, and it's a cart path only because we had some rain. So this guy walks right in out 150 yards in front of us to hit his ball, which he sliced the hell out of. So he's waving us to hit. We're like, no, we're not going to hit. We're waving him to hit. He won't hit. So I jump in the cart, and I break the rules, and I drive down there to this DB, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Oh, you're not going to hit me. Why are you worried about you hitting me? So I take my glasses off, and I poke myself in my prosthetic, and I go, this is why I'm not going to hit the ball, man. I'm off my freaking eye, in playing golf. And he's like, oh, wow. I said, just walk over in the trees, man. We're not going to hit when you stand in front of us.
Yeah.
People at these Muni courses are lunatics.
Well, Scott? I don't think it's unique to just Muni courses. I think a lot of people play the game. They're unaware of what is going on around them, especially if you've got a tighter type of course where it's more of a shooting gallery. You got to be careful. You can't just walk out in the middle of the fairway, especially with guys coming up the other way.
So Scott has a prosthetic eye.
Yeah.
All right. So Think about that for a second.
I have.
All right, because now he's got to learn how to swing a golf club with one eye.
Because your vision's completely different.
Can you do that?
I've never tried, but
you should
I would
go out there with an eye patch. No, just I'm good. In case, and
I can't hit
like.
The ball with two eyes. You want me to hit with one? No, I think I'm all right. Here's Vinny in Palm. Boy, that sounds glorious. Palm Harbor, Florida. Good morning, Vinny.
Jeez, it is glorious, Jerry. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
I am a 5-hour-a-day guy. I wake up to in advance of the warm up show. I love Gio. I love Boomer, even though I hated him growing up. I live on the second hole at the Landsbrook Golf Club. We're in Al's old neighborhood. And I've gotten golf balls through the window 5 or 6 times.
Wow.
And I replace them myself because I'm not an idiot. I can replace a window. I bring a piece of glass home from work. I have like 4 extra pieces just waiting. One came through the kitchen one time, and you thought that the car came through the house. Right onto the kitchen table.
Yeah, I
mean, like ultimately, who's responsible though? Like,
I'm responsible.
You are because you're. Well, at least in Florida, you may be. I'm not sure up here in New York if that's the same.
Let me ask
you
this: when you bought the house, do you have to sign something acknowledging the, you know, that there's danger with where then there's a risk?
No, not at all. But you know, it's one of those things that's kind of. You expect that. Or the real estate agent, I think she told us we were in charge of that. But I was going to get solar electric put on my roof, but I must get hit on the roof 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine with slice shots, 100% that's going to happen a lot. Man. And there have been many resort courses. He clearly is not in a resort course, but that's where he lives. They will build. I've played in some resort courses where the townhomes or the condos are like right off the fair.
Yeah, but I've actually played at courses here in New York, Wingfoot being one of them, where there was a big lawsuit on one of their par threes. There was a house there, and it kept getting hit by balls, I guess, and they had to shut down that hole until they could get it resolved in the court of law.
Well, it's dangerous. You got guys out there that aren't very good.
So just buy the house and kick the owners out.
Well, or you could just squat on the house these days.
By a golf course. If you buy a house, buy a golf course. It's like, it's the amazing thing to me. You buy a house, let's say, next to a gun range. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you buy a house next to a gun range, and the house is cheaper because it's next to a gun range.
And it's probably very loud because of all the shooting.
Right, sure. but it's cheaper because you live next to the gun range.
Right.
But then you collectively get all these other people together in that same neighborhood and bitch and complain about the gun range. But you knew when you got in there, because you got in cheaper than everybody else, because it was next to the gun range, and now you're trying to shut down the gun range.
Yeah, and that's why if you buy on a golf course, buy a tee box.
You got to know that you're living on a golf course.
Yeah, but you know, in this day and age, just complain about everything and you get what you want, honestly. Yell loud enough and you will get what you want.
I lived on a golf course in Arizona for a couple of years. And I don't think we ever saw a golf ball come into the backyard. And we were at the back of the green. So, you know, people overhitting the green, you know, that would be like a hosel rocket.
My brother put one through a living room window in Vegas.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I almost experienced it myself Sunday. I feel for you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.